On talking with Scott Lay from Loveland Products. And first of all, Scott, let's talk about the importance of making sure we have enough nitrogen out there. We have finally got most of this corn crop in the field. We'll have most of the soybeans in by the end of this week in the Eastern Corn Belt. And certainly the soil and our fields have been through a lot with cold temperatures, with excessive moisture, with flooding, with ponding, all kinds of crazy things going on. So we've got a field out there that we're now finally trying to grow this crop and get to somewhere close to trend line yields. And a lot of guys are thinking about and giving serious consideration to doing something with adding some nitrogen to their field. So, side dressing is a top of mind issue. And right now, is that something that you feel is appropriate, that guys really need to think about, that we have seen a lot of nitrogen loss and that side dressing of some sort is got to be taken care of this week?
Well, Gary, I do believe side dressing supplemental nitrogen as a practice is a positive practice. One, from an economic standpoint, anytime you can apply nitrogen more closely aligned with when nitrogen is consumed in the corn plant, you're able to get a better result. And I think the second thing we can't lose sight of is supplemental nitrogen applications in season are more environmentally sound. Less is prone to loss. Through either surface runoff or groundwater, getting in the groundwater. So it's a double positive, we believe. I think it's important that given all of the weather calamities you just described, we take a good hard look at how much nitrogen is available to the growing corn plant and then ascertain if additional nitrogen may be needed.
And you have a product that will work well with the use of liquid nitrogen, which is probably going to be needed because, again, we've got a crop that is either behind schedule or certainly gone through some pretty early season stresses. And so, again, these plants are going to need a good shot of nitrogen going forward to even come close to hitting their yield potential. So tell us about what the product you have, which is going to make nitrogen applications even more effective this spring.
The product we have, Gary, is called Accomplish LM. Accomplish LM is a fertilizer biocatalyst, as we describe it. And in layman's terms, it simply does two things. When it is applied with liquid nitrogen, obviously this time of year in a side dress type application, it does two things. It helps make more nutrients available to the plant. So that's critical. And secondly, is it holds more nitrogen in a plant-available ammonium nitrate form. That's critical. If you're going to write a check for supplemental nitrogen to be applied, you want to make sure you get the full use or as much use of that nitrogen as possible. By using Accomplish in combination with liquid nitrogen, you're able to realize more of its potential.
And that potential is going to be around for a while because, again, as we grow these plants in the next 6 weeks, maybe 8 weeks, get into July and the key pollination and yield determining period, we're going to need to have plenty of nitrogen there for that plant to use.
That's absolutely correct. From V10, so 10 leaf collars through flowering or pollination time, in that period, about 60% of the nitrogen that a corn plant will consume throughout the whole season is confined to that time frame. So again, the timing of side dress nitrogen makes a lot of sense from a physiological standpoint. And again, when we add the Accomplish LM product to liquid nitrogen, we've had it around for 6 or 7 years, have hundreds of different on-farm trials, as well as third-party type university trials. The difference that we've been able to quantify translates to nearly 6 bushels per acre. So it's a good solid investment, holds more nitrogen in plant available form, gives a farmer a better return in the end, and that's what it's all about.
And from a management standpoint, again, time is of essence. We're trying to get this nitrogen into the soil, get these side dress things accomplished pretty quickly here, as it is the first week in June. This is overall a pretty easy product to work with and to manage in your side dress systems.
It is. In terms of handling, it doesn't create any additional work or precautions in terms of applying the nitrogen. Simply add it to the applicator or the mix. And in terms of mixability or antagonism, there is none. It applies just as regular nitrogen would as well.
What kind of time frame we're looking at? When would be ideal to get this application on? I mean, we've sort of implied that it is this week, but I mean, how much we've got a good stretch of weather here this week and some warmer weather next week from what we hear. But what's a good time frame, guys, need to be thinking about in terms of to make this happen?
I think the time frame is in great part dictated to by the equipment available. So with a traditional liquid nitrogen toolbar applicator, you know, you're limited by the height of the corn, of which you can still get the machine through the field. So, you know, that's now perhaps, and again, depending upon when planting date, but up until the corn is at or about B7 or 8. Again, there's some additional tools available to us today, one of which is the Y-drop application system, come on in the last couple of years. That allows for a little later application in terms of timing. The machine can go through larger corn. But again, for all intents and purposes, it's this week, next, up until V7, V8 corn is the ideal timing for liquid nitrogen side dress.
You indicated that there could be anywhere of a 6 bushel, you know, an acre increase or a benefit. With a lot of the fields we're seeing, there's some pretty thin stands out there. So from a field standpoint, we need to get as much yield out of the plants we have, because in some cases we don't have as many as we would normally have in a regular population. So another reason to perhaps look at this opportunity.
Well said. I mean, there's a finite number of plants given in an acre, depending upon the weather circumstances, and that has got us to this point. Our role today, our charge, is to, as you indicated, get as much yield from those that stand that exists today. And one way in which to do it is ensure there's proper levels of nutrients and fertility available for that crop.
And again, the best way to get more information, and because you guys have actually put together an interesting webinar, sort of a pretty technical discussion on this going forward. Tell us a little bit about it, because we can link that off our website. Tell us about some of the educational resources that Loveland has to help farmers understand some of the benefits and some of the ramifications of this.
Yeah, the webinar we've put together, Gary, really is larger than just our product, obviously, but talks in large part about the benefits of supplemental nitrogen, also the physiological response associated with supplemental or side dress nitrogen in corn, talks about the nitrogen cycle, and then other strategies or tactics, and again, in which we can calculate how much nitrogen is available or is needed for the plant, and then additional strategies in which to maximize the amount of nitrogen available to the corn plant. So I think it's fairly comprehensive webinar that should provide some good insight and ideas that folks can take a look at and determine if it makes sense in their operation.
All right, and we've got a link to that webinar on our website, so check it out at HoosierEyeToday.com. Scott, thanks for joining us today. Good timely topic, and we will be in touch as we go through the season. Scott Lay with Loveland Products here at Hoosier Ag Today.